5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to the Clown Car, a parenting podcast
where a mom
and a dad talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are 4 kids. So do your research.
Do your research.
And find what works for you.
All right. So it's kind of funny that we're doing this episode right now because we're kind of not prepared for it.
Not at all.
But we thought, what a perfect opportunity to talk about Christmas chaos.
We actually had to set aside the presents we were wrapping to record this.
Yes, that's right. Before we get into talking about Christmas chaos and why it's so chaotic, we do have still stories of the week. And my story of the week is dealing with kids that won't sleep. There's many different levels of this, too. So, our oldest... Who's seven, who refuses to admit that he's ever tired and stays up several hours past his bedtime.
No matter what we do.
And he just won't go to sleep. But he generally stays in his room and so we can handle that pretty well, generally. Now, for some reason, our 3-year-old has decided that she doesn't want to sleep all through the night anymore.
Or on her bed.
She likes sleeping on the floor recently. And kind of relating back to our battles last week, that's not a battle we're going to fight over.
Letting her sleep on the floor.
If you want to sleep on the floor, as long as you're sleeping, that's fine. But she's been getting up at odd hours. It's never the same time, but odd hours throughout the night.
Mommy is tired.
And then she comes in and wants to sleep with us. And generally, we're so tired that she just does it. And then the morning comes and she's still there. And we didn't even realize that she's still there.
Except now I have a big knot in my back.
Yeah.
From her sleeping.
From awkward sleep positions.
And our baby, he's cutting 4 molars. So he wakes up all night. And it's annoying.
Well, and
he's
been having a hard time going to sleep, too, because of that, I guess.
It's been rough.
And he sleeps in the same room as the 7-year-old. And so he's just sitting there screaming. So we have to take him out so the 7-year-old can try to go to sleep, even though he's not really trying to go to sleep. And so we have the 1-year-old up with us while, you know...
the 3-year-old and the 7-year-old. Yeah. And it just goes on and on.
But generally, the 5-year-old...
She's perfect sleeper.
She's pretty good. She's always been our best sleeper.
She falls asleep in like 2 minutes.
She's always been our best sleeper, so.
Yeah.
Thank you, child number 2.
And thank you, 3 and 1 and 7.
7. All right. Well, that's kind of my story of the week is just lack of sleep.
We're just tired. Yeah. We're so tired.
Which is another reason why we're kind of not prepared for this episode. We're just so tired. But, yeah, so...
We've gotten to the point where, at bedtime, we apologize to each other for the way we're going to act the next day.
Yeah,
we had a speech last night.
last night, we were laying in bed and, you know, doing the traditional pillow talk before we fall asleep. And then we're just like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be a happy person tomorrow. I'm sorry if I am short with you and snap.
There was no if. It was, I apologize when I snap at you. But we did pretty good.
I think we did pretty good. I apologize now for when I get angry at the kids.
Yeah.
So
anyway, fun story.
Yeah, tired. What are your tired stories? Let us know. We want to know.
Or any stories.
But, honey, what's your story of the week?
We were at Walmart yesterday in the bathroom.
Hey, another bathroom story.
So
the poop story was really popular, by the way.
I know. I've heard a lot of people talk about it.
A lot of people talked about the poop story.
Sorry. That's where my mind goes barely. But so we get to Walmart yesterday, and immediately the three-year-old says she has to go potty.
Of course.
So we go, and it's well, like
we were just at McDonald's drinking a lot of liquids.
Back at McDonald's. Those are like the two things we bring up every episode.
Walmart and McDonald's.
They should pay us for this. Anyway.
Sponsor the show now.
So Walmart, it was like midday, Christmas, crazy shoppers. The back bathroom was closed, so everyone was in the front. There was a line, and Lacey and I waited in line for about 10 minutes in the bathroom. It was like we were waiting for a ride, but she was really excited.
Yay, the potty ride! Woo!
So we were waiting, and she was just going crazy, like just being her crazy self. And I kept asking her, do you need to go potty? And she's like, yeah. And would do the potty dance. And then we get into the stall, finally. She sits on the potty and sits there for like a second and goes, I can't do it. And she didn't even have to go. I was so mad.
That's why you're taking so long?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, I don't know. That's my... I thought I'd share another bathroom story.
Another bathroom story. That's frustrating. That's frustrating.
I kept my cool though, right? I was smiling when we left.
It's true. Yeah. And we weren't getting, our tiredness didn't kick in until like a half an hour after being there.
Because and we had our large Diet Dr. Peppers. Or I had a Diet Dr. Pepper. Anyway, another plug for McDonald's.
That's right.
They're large drinks.
That's right. Woo! Large drinks.
That's true. That's one of those things. Here's a Christmas thing.
A Christmas thing.
You think that it's going to be magical if we go out to the store as a family.
Yay!
Or anywhere. It's going to be so wonderful. We're all together. And then by the end, you're like, why did we come here?
Stop running around!
I hate people and I hate the world. But, yeah, so that's how our trip ended.
Yeah, isn't that how all our Walmart trips pretty much end? Yeah. Just like, will you stop touching me? Stop touching your sister!
It's true. But I do have to say, speaking of McDonald's, that our kids all ate their food.
Yeah.
I was saying last week that was a battle that we're like, eat your
ice cream
burger. But they all ate it and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So there's a win for parents everywhere. Our kids ate their food that we paid for.
Which is nice because it makes me not hate paying for food for them later. So there, stories of the week.
There we go.
Bathroom and lack of sleep.
Yes. What a great combo.
Great combo. All right. So back to Christmas chaos.
Christmas chaos? What's that? Our bedroom?
So, so like we said, we're kind of almost winging it right now.
We don't even have an article to share. I feel like I have no direction.
We failed. But we thought that was so appropriate for this time of the season. Just the chaos and every extra little thing that we also put upon our shoulders that we don't need to. And just adds and adds and adds. And then eventually there's 4 days till Christmas and you're like,
why?
Ah! But good thing we had our Christmas shopping done like a long time ago, so
it's true.
So we're
But we're still wrapping. And it's last minute for us because we're leaving tomorrow, so yeah. We're doing the total procrastination, wrap it all.
Yeah, we're doing the Christmas vacation. It's, well, I don't call it a vacation. I call it, let's go visit the relatives. So,
relative trip.
We're doing that. We're traveling 7 hours to our relative's place. And yeah, so that will be fun and exciting as well. So, but, you know, we actually do enjoy spending time with our relatives. So hopefully it is.
If they're listening.
Yeah. If you're listening to the show, we love you.
Just kidding. But, so here's what I'm learning. On Facebook, I've seen so many people talk about how stressed they are.
Stressed.
Just totally stressed out. And then I wanted to share something on our clown car page, and I was trying to find Christmas memes. And holy cow, people hate Christmas.
People don't like Christmas.
It's insane. So my question is, why do we do this to ourselves?
Why do you hate Christmas?
What happened? So what's some of our Christmas stress? What are the unnecessary things that we've brought on ourselves?
The unnecessary
things? That make
things,
it so stressful.
Or just, like, everything. Because some things, like, are just there. Like, today, for example, I am in charge of my church choir. And we perform today. So for the whole month of December has kind of been a little stress.
That's true.
To get people to come to rehearsals, to sing and
bring their music.
Yeah, and just everything. And it's kind of a chore all month long. But granted, today it actually went.
It was
fantastic. And
our seven-year-old sang.
Yeah, he came up. He's like, I want to sing with you guys. We're like,
he knew the songs. It was so precious.
We're like, Jeff, sing with us.
I totally, like, stared at him the whole time and had tears in my eyes. I was totally being a mom, but I don't even think I looked out of the audience. I was just staring at my baby. She's singing.
But,
my little angel.
But that was a stress that kind of, it had to happen because we had.
But that's a good stress.
Yeah.
I'm talking about crazy stress.
So we want to talk
about. What are all these people complaining about?
Okay. Unnecessary stress.
Yes.
Okay. Christmas parties.
Oh, we're bringing that up.
We're gonna bring it up.
Okay.
Okay. So, well, there have been a few parties. One party being that Crystal was in charge of Grayson's, and he's in first grade. So she was in charge of his Christmas party for his class.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Oh, okay.
Take notes, people.
Oh.
Because
this is how you do it.
I love to be in charge of things and plan everything. But I was feeling so stressed out, kind of like what we're talking about here.
Yep.
Planning it. I wanted to do everything. And I realized that I was getting, like, sick to my stomach trying to figure it all out. So I looked at the list of all the people that signed up to help. And I called those people.
That's right.
No, okay, I text them. I'm not a caller. I text those people.
But you know what?
I text the heck out of those people.
Those people probably aren't callers either.
I know it is anymore. And I delegated every single thing except for like a 5-minute party game that I did that was free. So, well, actually, it cost $3 for an entire class. But
woo.
I delegated it, and it turned out awesome. And I was proud. That was a win. So,
but,
delegate.
Yes.
That'll
but,
help you.
But that was, but you volunteered.
I did.
And so, essentially, was it added stress that you didn't have to do.
But it was necessary.
The party was going to happen either way.
I am a party animal. It was going to happen.
So, that was one part of Christmas party stress. Another part of Christmas party stress is my wife and I have always wanted to throw an ugly sweater Christmas party.
Yes. And we just moved here, and a lot of people that we've met have just moved here, so we thought, let's throw a party.
So everyone could get to know each other,
yes,
and have a good
ugly
time.
Ugly sweater Christmas party.
And
we designed invitations, and we called it the event of the year, because it was going to be epic.
It was going to be epic.
It was epic. Anyway, so we
I think they know where we're going with this.
We hand-delivered invitations, and we planned party games and bought prizes and went crazy.
We ordered new sweaters. New sweaters.
That were ugly and awesome.
Ugly and awesome. From Once Upon a Tea.
We were planning on about 30 people coming, because that's how many people said they were going to come.
Yeah.
And
four. Four people came.
It was an epic fail. No, I lie. It was fun.
No, we had
pulled it off.
We had a lot of fun. So a lot of the party games we had planned, we couldn't really do with the size of group. But so, what did we do? We do what we do best, and we board gamed it up.
We did.
We pulled out some of our games, and we had a good time.
You would never have guessed that it was a total fail, except that we borrowed chairs from someone. So our whole living room.
So we would have enough chairs for everybody.
Full of chairs. That was the only thing that gave it away.
Not just full of chairs.
Empty
full
chairs.
Full of empty chairs.
That's what gave it away. If we didn't have those dang stinking chairs,
it wouldn't have seemed so empty.
We wouldn't have been so pathetic.
So, but it's not going to dissuade us from having another ugly sweater Christmas party.
It's really going to be the event of next year.
That's right.
Maybe we'll get six people to come.
Yeah! Or eight. Well, let's double our numbers.
So that was our... That was definitely Christmas stress. I wonder if anyone else has some party stories to tell.
Yeah.
Don't rub it in if yours was successful, because we don't want to hear it.
Yes, we do. We still want to hear of your success.
I don't want to hear it.
I want to hear it. So, yeah, that's... So Christmas party stress has definitely added its stress. What's some other added stress? Oh, having to get Christmas cards or Christmas presents for other people besides, like, your family. So, and I say this because I love receiving Christmas cards and receiving gifts. Who doesn't, right? But it's an extra added stress to that you... some people feel they have to purchase a present or return a card to that person because they gave them something, because there's that whole thing like, oh, they're going to be mad if I don't give them something in return. But
what if they did give you the thing to get something in return?
Well, then they're given for the wrong reason, because that's not the true meaning of giving things. But... So that's an added stress, being like, I have to go get a present for this guy. I have to go get a present for this guy. Oh, my coworker that gave me a present, I have to go get something for them. No. No, you don't. Just say no. Say thank you so much for what they gave to you. But you know what? Maybe you don't have to give them a present or a Christmas card, but maybe a thank you card. That is a lot less stressful. And you can deliver those after Christmas or even after the New Year and saying, thank you for thinking of me. It really meant a lot. You're awesome.
Wait, be a cheapskate. Wait till next year and then say thank you. Anyway, I like gift giving. Although we didn't. We have learned some lessons. This year we did not bake plates.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't bake plates, but...
You can if they're edible plates.
Like that one year where we ended up making, like, what was it, 16 goodie plates?
I don't know. It was a lot.
We delivered them all.
To deliver to people.
That was
insane. We've done it for...
That was the most baking I've ever done.
We've done a lot. And then this year we're like, nope, not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because it was just added stress.
Just for this year.
But...
We've been busy.
Yeah.
I'm sure... Well, everyone's been busy. Nice. So basically what we're saying is we don't return gifts and we don't bake for you. We are the lame-o cheapskates. No wonder no one came to our party.
But if you respond to us, we will respond back.
We'll send you a nice free message.
That's right. It's called email, baby. So added stress. Another one?
Being sick.
Oh, yeah. Sick during
Christmas.
Unnecessary. That stinks.
Everyone is
we've
sick.
We've been lucky
Don't
so far.
Knock on wood. It has been... I usually I'm not much into germs, like being a freaky germaphobe.
I don't think a lot of people are into germs. Well, yes, I love germs.
You know what I meant. I'm not like a germy germaphobe. A germy germaphobe.
Okay.
But I feel the germs. Went to Walmart and this guy was sneezing over and over into his hands, and then he picked something up and I just saw death coming my way.
Death.
Like, sick.
Sick
the,
death.
The death of my health.
The death of your health.
I think because we're traveling and supposed to be singing at a family thing, and I just feel the germs, and it's... I'm surprised I'm not sick just from stressing out about germs making me sick.
Yeah. And our poor little 7-year-old, speaking about stress, because there's something that stress adds to some people, and our poor 7-year-old got a cold sore.
A cold sore. Poor kid. Now...
But he didn't get it from stress, I don't think.
No. No, that's my mom. Anyway. So... Our 7-year-old, he has a cold sore, and those are awful. So he's in crazy amount of pain when it first started. But he didn't know what it was, so I had to explain to him. And I told him about how they're contagious, and don't let anyone touch your mouth, and don't share drinks. And I think I scared him a little too much.
Share his story.
I am, but I'm just saying, it was awful. So he's a little, I don't know, what's the word? Paranoid? Or...
cautious.
Overly cautious. I went to pick him up from school last week. And I was trying to get him to go, and he's like, wait! I have to see Adolfo! And I was like, what? And he's just screaming, Adolfo! And he just books it away from me, runs away, and I'm like, Grayson, what are you doing? And he comes back, or he ran off and talked to this kid and came back, and he was almost in tears. And I was like, Grayson, what's going on? And he said, at recess, Adolfo touched my mouth on accident, and I just told him he had to wash his hands, and his brother and him just laughed at me. And he was so worried that they were going to catch it.
Yeah.
It was like a big zombie outbreak, the way he was terrified of it. Like,
the zombie apocalypse is coming.
It really was like,
Adolfo,
wash
no!
your hands! So I told him if he didn't listen, then then he'll get a cold sore.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
His fault.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
Sorry, that's probably not the best, but that kid's fault. But but it was sweet that he cares about others. So that was our cold sore story. Cold sores and bathrooms, and what else do we have to entertain these people?
Stress.
Oh, stress.
Well, how about some happy stories?
Okay.
So,
do you have any?
Of course I have happy stories. Come on.
Okay.
So, Christmas traditions.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about Christmas traditions. So a Christmas tradition that I always remembered growing up was on Christmas Eve, we would make homemade pizza. Right? Okay.
Yes. So, and we carried this on.
And we were doing this for a few years. And then
a few years. It was a family. And
like,
I loved it.
Like our family thing. And then one year, we were visiting my mom and we were talking about it. And she's like, what are you talking about?
She didn't even remember this tradition that was so special to Barry. That was horrible.
So,
how is that a happy tradition?
No, I'm just saying it's a tradition story. But... so that was one of our traditions, was to make homemade pizza.
For a while, until his mom ruined it.
Now we do finger food.
Yeah, we traded it.
I traded for chicken wings.
Barry was scarred from that. So, yeah, we do chicken wings and meatballs and,
yeah.
Well, finger foods. It's the best.
It is a good way to have a Christmas Eve dinner.
It is.
So, forget that traditional stuff.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, something that we tried this year is we wrapped 25 books.
Yeah.
And we've been doing it every night. It's a countdown with books.
Christmas books.
That has been awesome. I always saw that on, like, Pinterest, but...
the infamous Pinterest.
I said it.
You said the word.
We said that we weren't a Pinterest podcast, but I always thought, how can people buy that many books? And just this year, I saw someone say they rented them from the library. And I don't know, I never thought of that, because that's genius. So I went. Although, we read one story where the angels looked like monsters.
They looked like crab people.
Crab
I don't know, they're really weird looking angels.
Maybe next year I'll screen the books before I check them out. But
yeah.
It was...
So, don't blink.
But it has... Nice. It's turned out to be really fun, and our kids all got into it, and surprisingly, they haven't fought over who gets to open the book that night.
Yeah, I'm really surprised about that. That is nice.
And every year, we've done we make a paper chain countdown.
Yes.
And this year, we made one for every kid, and that's been good.
Well, except the three-year-old who ripped all of hers next day.
Yeah.
The next day.
Was it the next day?
Yeah.
We came out, and there were shredded paper everywhere. And now she's like, why don't I get one? We're like, because you already tore it.
You tore yours apart.
I'm
not going to make another one.
So, well, she's learned for next year.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm really interested to know what other people are thinking.
About us?
No, well, yes, but no, about what they do.
Oh, yeah, we'd like to hear about your Christmas traditions. One of our Christmas traditions is that we get... a new Christmas ornament for everybody each year.
Yeah, that's fun. So our tree is awesome.
Our tree is probably the coolest tree I've ever seen. Ever. Lots of cool ornaments on there.
We did something else awesome, but it was supposed to be anonymous. Are judging the lights.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could tell them that. I'm sure those people aren't listening.
Okay. Well, for the record, I don't get to take credit for this because someone did this where we lived. But we bought prizes and made certificates for the best Christmas light displays. And we drove around as a family.
In our town.
Yes. Yes. In town. We drove around as a family, which surprisingly, they didn't cry or whine.
Yeah. They were happy.
That was awesome.
Well, they loved,
no whining?
Well, they loved getting out of the car and sneaking up to the door and ringing the doorbell and leaving the prize on the doorstep and then running back to our car.
Yeah, we did three categories. It was the best overall, the coolest.
The coolest.
They
and
picked
the
that.
And the most fun.
The most fun, yeah. So we ding-dong ditched the prize and the certificate. And it turned out to be really awesome.
It was lots of fun. Yeah.
Which is something that I noticed this year. We haven't paid for any activity. Usually we pay and do, you know, you go to the city thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or you go do whatever. But we haven't paid to do anything. And it's been a really good season.
Yeah.
Minus all the stress we're talking about.
Well, that could be another stressful thing. Just
buying stuff.
Money.
Money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Money is stressful.
It is stressful.
So.
It's super stressful. And people think they have to buy everything. But that's a topic for another day.
That's another day.
Although, Walmart, I love to look in people's baskets. I'm that creepy person that stares at your stuff. And
at least you're not staring at them.
It just blows my mind. Like, that is the luckiest kid in the world right there. And suddenly everyone needs a bicycle. When I rarely ever see someone actually riding their bike.
Well, like we said, we live in New Mexico, so it's...
Yeah, but do you see people riding around?
You can ride your bike almost year-round here.
But they don't.
Well,
we also have one of the most obese places. But anyway, so I wanted to share some tips from the Ricks.
Ooh, tips from the Ricks.
On making Christmas a little less stressful.
Okay, less stressful.
Okay, first one. Just say no.
Just say no.
I talked to a friend and she was like, I have to do this party and I have to make cookies for this thing and I have to do this for my kid and blah, blah, blah. Like her list went on and I could just see the like ulcer developing in her tummy with my x-ray stress vision. And
x-ray stress vision.
It's just made me realize that Christmas, there's something to do all the time and you have to be choosy. So pick the most important things and then just say no.
Just say no.
Say no to your kids when they ask for stuff and say no to your friends when they want to go do one more activity. Just keep it simple and just say no. It's not just for drugs. It's for Christmas.
It's for Christmas. No to Christmas. No. No to That's Christmas hard. Stress.
Stress.
No stress.
Something else I've learned, let your kids help. This is the first year. I read a book earlier. We might talk about it later. But the lady talked about how we just want to get it done. So we never want to let our kids help. But I was actually wrapping your presents.
Nice.
I brought it all out to wrap in front of the kids and thought I was going to do it on my own. And our five-year-old was like, can I help you? And at first I was like, oh, no, I just want to get it done. But I ended up saying, fine, and she sat with me, and she always folded one side, and I folded the other and taped it, and she had so much fun, and I feel like that was a really special moment.
Yeah.
So let your kids help. Don't just make the season for them, but do it with them.
Well, and we let the kids help decorate, like, the tree. The kids like to put on their own ornaments.
Yeah, no, that's unnecessary Christmas stress. That was hard for me. Like, be careful. Don't break it.
Stop it.
Just be careful. Anyway, so, yep.
All right.
Another thing I put
more tips.
Was more mistletoe.
Ooh. I like that.
Just saying. It's so stressful. Just don't forget your spouse.
Thanks, babe.
Oh, I thought there was a big, long pause there.
Oh.
I hear crickets.
No. You know where the story of the mistletoe came from, right?
A teenage boy.
No, the mistletoe is Norse mythology.
course you're pulling all the mythology. Well, way to take the romance out of it.
It's Loki.
Because
everyone loves Loki right now. But he tricked, I can't remember, the other god or someone to, and the mistletoe is poisonous. And so, like, it was had to deal something with, like, Loki poisoning this person with mistletoe. And then that's where the tradition of mistletoe came from.
We should look that up to make sure you're not just
I am not making it up. I
something poison.
I know it. This is
you just don't want to kiss me. More stress.
More stress. Cold sore. Boop. So
nice.
No, just fun little fact for you. Fact.
So really though, make time for your special person.
Yes, that is right? Definitely true.
Hint, hint.
Well, that's another tradition that you and I do.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Is that.
This is the best tradition in the world.
Parents, all parents should do this, is that...
If you want to.
Crystal and I, we like to do a pre-Christmas for just us. Because we give gifts to each other. So we have our Christmas a few days before actual Christmas at nighttime with the kids in bed and everything. And so we can just... focus on each other and appreciate each other and what we gave each other. And that
we play Christmas music and have hot chocolate.
Yeah. And then that way the entire focus on Christmas is on the kids.
Yeah.
And so that has been something.
So we get the focus that we
want. We can focus on each other.
And then we get to have just focus on the kids. And it's so fun.
Yeah. Plus it's fun to get your stuff early.
Yeah. But then you can really... react the way that your spouse can pretend to react the way that you want him to.
Hey, I did a good job this year.
You totally did. Yes. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
I've always wanted this. It was beautiful.
Yep. So, yeah, so that's a very enjoyable tradition that we like
yes.
to do. Cool. So, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
We've been talking.
It's Christmas.
It's wrapping it up. That's right. So,
wait, one last tip.
Oh, tip.
Is, I saw this and I did it. Get rid of some toys.
Yeah.
I've put some up in the closet. Box
them up.
Or we just donated a huge old box to that one place.
Just a thrift store. Yeah.
And, so we're ready to get new gifts, I think. Yeah. I think that was...
That way the kids can appreciate their new stuff more because they don't have excess
stuff. The old stuff.
Yeah.
All the junky stuff that relatives gave us.
Yep.
Just kidding, relatives.
So
maybe.
Yeah, so that's a good tip too.
Thank you. I thought long and hard about it the 5 minutes before we started.
Yeah. So our weekly challenge is not too difficult to do. Enjoy Christmas, people.
Enjoy it. It could be difficult.
And well, it could be.
Just say no.
And focus on your kids.
And your spouse.
And your spouse or yourself.
Or yourself. What? No.
What if...
Or just make it magical. Just watch your kids and keep it free after the presents, I mean.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend money for anything else. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy your Christmas.
So, thank you for listening to The Clown Car.
Parenting is hard. You heard our stories. Parenting is hard.
And we believe that you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our ways are not the only way. Find what works for you.
You are doing a good job.
You are doing a good job. You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook.
Please share your thoughts.
Yes, we'd love to have some more interaction and hear about your stories.
We'll share your stories on the show.
Yeah. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at TheClownCar. And you can email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And we are now on iTunes, people.
Woo!
So you can go subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Just type in The Clown Car and we will pop up. Boop. And yeah, we would love to have people subscribe, but also rate and review our show so that we will appear easier and higher in ranking and stuff for people that are searching for parenting podcasts and so forth. So we would appreciate that support.
Until next time,
enjoy your circus.